Meditation is a process of cleaning the inner mirror. When the inner mirror is cleansed, reflection is good. What we see outside, it's a reflection of our what we see within. If you are inside disconnected, you feel lonely in the outer world. You feel very lonely. Why? Because I'm disconnected within. If you are feeling angry within, you feel outside nobody is worth trusting. You feel that no one is a reliable person. If you are feeling impoverished, always greed, not satisfied, outside also you want outer life, you want to keep on accumulating. Inside you are not satisfied. If you are contented within, you see outside world with abundance. Abundance, when you are contented, outside world also full of things. If you are in joy within, you see the whole world is a joy. It's a joyful place. If you experience the spark of light within, you feel the divinity everywhere. You feel the divinity everywhere. It's what you see inside, it is reflected out. Siddhartha, as a young man, when he went out, he saw the world full of problems. Full of the suffering and problem, and he thought he wanted to fix the whole world, wipe out the problem of this world and wipe out the suffering. The method he adopted the method meditation. I'm feeling so world is full of problem. He went into meditation, and when he can cleansed his inner being, inner side, he became a jnani or Buddha. And when he came out, he saw what seemed to be a world full of problem. All problems disappeared. For him, world is a beautiful place. There is no problem. He cleansed within, he saw the beautiful world. So, the problem in the world lies here. This one is so polluted, so corrupt. I see the same world outside. What I see inside, I spread it out. I spread that one, what I see here, I spread the same thing out. Buddha saw the beautiful world within, he saw the beautiful world outside also. The problem what we see outside, what we experience in the world, it is because of avidya. It is talked about, avidya means ignorance. Because of the ignorance, our only possession in our life is ignorance. Only asset we think it is an asset is ignorance and wrong information. Ignorance and mithya jnana, avidya and mithya jnana. In the Manduka Upanishad talks about avidyaya antare vartamana swayam dhira panditam manyamana janganyamana pariyanti muda andenaiva andenaiva niyamana yathandaha. It is talking about avidyaya vartamana. My only possession is ignorance. I don't know anything, avidyaya. But yet, I think, dhira, pandita, I am that, I think I am great. I think I know everything. I assume myself a great scholar person. My only possession is ignorance. Janganyamana, I move around the whole world. And pariyanti muda, that fool. It talks about that fool. And then I was leading the other. This person is a illumines, talks to others. That person leads others like one blind man leading the other. Ande naiva niyamana yathandaha. This same phrase has gone into Bible also. One blind leading the other, both will fall into the same pit. Both will fall. And this one, Mundaka Upanishad talks about the avidyaya antare vartamana. That knowledge, when the so much of problem, when I am so much of ignorance, small problem becomes like a Himalayan problem. Himalayan problem, small problem becomes so big. So big, I get into depression, anxiety. Depression, anxiety, so much of problem is there. And the problem, once you start thinking you have a problem, yes, problem, like a snowball effect, bigger and bigger, what I will do, more and more problem. You will consult one person who is also having problem, and that person will add more problem to your more problem. And like a snowball effect, it starts becoming bigger. And Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about what you think the problem, outside problem, or good time or bad time, is a short duration. It's a change. Everything is keep on changing. The Prakriti, it is everything like a tide, high tide and low tide. Everything comes and goes. Matra sparshastu kaunteya. Shitoshna sukha dukkadaha agama payino anitya stam sthiti kshvastva bharata. And if you think you are having a problem, Sri Krishna says, just stand up, wait, it will go away. Endure, not to buckle down into depression. If some problem is there, stam tvam sthiti kshva, just stand, stay put. This problem, like a wave, it will go away. Not to go into depression and anxiety, thinking that you are the only person having problem in this world. The things will change, and you matra sparshastu, your contact with the wrong identity. Wrong identity with the world. You are not connected within. Only thinking that my friend is the ultimate, my husband is the ultimate, wife is the ultimate, children is the ultimate. They are also subject to change. When they are subject to change, how can you say they are the ultimate? They are also transitory. Ultimate, Sri Krishna is talking about me. He talks about, I am the ultimate. You are not connecting yourself to the permanent. You are only connecting yourself to the changing. What is changing? Then you are complaining. You are complaining that you have a big problem. What do you expect? You are not grounded properly. You have not anchored properly. And you are just floating. Floating means problem. Problem in the meditation. Meditation talks about when you start connecting within. You start identifying what you stand for. What you stand for. You have special qualities. In our life, we are only here to please others. We are spending our time only to please others. And when you start pleasing, living for others, you are playing your steps, putting your steps according to the tunes of others. When you are putting the steps according to the tunes of others, you lost your originality. You don't know what you are doing. And the Bhagavad Gita again talks about, even if you can't put the steps properly, what you like, imperfection in that one is better than playing your game perfectly to the tune of others. My boss said, I want to be perfectionist. At work, I want to be perfectionist. Home, I want to be perfectionist. Among the friends, I want to be perfectionist. I want to be perfectionist in the process of becoming a perfectionist in outside to please others. I am in anxiety. Sri Krishna talks about becoming perfectionist in your own way. Swadharme nidanam shreya paradharma swanishtita. Swadharme nidanam shreya paradharmo bhayavaha. Even the dying in your own quality, what you like, in that one, it's better than trying to become a perfectionist in and playing the game of your life according to the tunes of others. It is filled with anxiety and stress, full of stress and anxiety. Meditation means when you start going in, you discover something special within you. I want to be in that one. Slowly, avidyaya, acquire knowledge. Yes, I'm still learning. When you start learning, slowly, maybe some mistakes happen, but I am happy how I am playing the game of my life. When you start playing the game of your life, you develop interest. Memory becomes very sharp. Many students, they say, my memory is very weak. I asked somebody to do the Bhagavad Gita chanting yesterday. That person said, my memory is weak. I need time. When the memory, why memory becomes weak? We are not playing the game according to the what we like. Always we play the game to please others. When you like something, you know what you stand for, memory becomes very strong. You become like a sponge. You absorb everything. You absorb. When you are thirsty, you want to drink water. When you start playing the game of your life, your memory becomes very sharp. Memory becomes very sharp. When it is with that nourishment, nourished in a memory, that personality unfoldment happens. When it is happening, and inside mirror gets cleansed. Inside mirror is cleansed, you see a beautiful world. When I'm playing the game for others, inside is clouded and life is fraught with anxiety and stress. Go within, find out what you want, the speciality. Go within, and every step of your life, like Buddha, he eradicated the problem in the world. For at least for him, he saw the beautiful world. One who saw the beautiful world alone can reach out. When I'm confused myself like a blind man, I am confusing others also. Meditation is a process of cleansing yourself and see the beautiful world, make the world a beautiful place for others to live. It's a meditation, it's a leadership training also. Leader is the one, by cleansing within, creates a beautiful world for others to live in.